Our concert on July 18th is typical of a lot of our concerts. It features works that you would expect and works that will be new. It starts off with a Beethoven duo for cello and piano, and that features our longtime faculty member, Steve Doan. He's taught for years and years at the Bowdoin Festival, beloved cello teacher and a wonderful artist, assisted by Eleanor Freer with piano. The middle of the program features a new work by our composition faculty. His name is Derek Bermel, a very active, very prominent composer in America today. He wrote a solo piano piece, which is called Turning. And we will feature, as pianist in this work, one of our fellows, a young pianist who's New York-based, really fabulous young talent. These concerts are put together reflect so many things about the festival, the kind of music we study, our commitment to new music, and a cross-section of the kind of artists and musicians who make up this community that lasts for 6 weeks, 6 glorious weeks in the summer. It's the faculty and it's the participants and it's these young, talented musicians who are on the verge of major careers. It finishes with a Dvorak quintet, actually the quintet that he wrote in America when he spent that summer in Spillville, Iowa, summer of 1893. He wrote the famous American String Quartet, one that many, many people know. But he also wrote a viola quintet, which is nicknamed the American, not heard as often, but just as wonderful. And we'll hear that with other festival faculty playing.
You know, Dvorak never wrote a wrong note, not like other people did. But there's just something about his music. It's just everything is so perfect, to me anyway, of what he writes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. One thing that I've discovered about Dvorak's music recently is that when something comes back, and you're talking about every note being right, when he brings material back in a recapitulation or repeats it in an ABA kind of form, it is never marked the same way twice. And it's quite different sometimes the way he asks you to shape the music when it comes back versus the time that it was presented first. And so for him, what that says to me is that he cared about the life of every note. You can never come back to a note and play it the same way. You have to come back and say something else with it. And so you're absolutely right. The kind of spirit that then the freshness that you have to approach Dvorak with is a challenge and a reward for us as performers.